Kevin in Florida. Welcome to the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
At the present time, I have a project that I need to do pretty soon. I have to replace the baseboard trim on all my floors due to a pipe burst that I had in my home that soaked everything.
Well, it's a bad reason. It's a bad reason, but it's a good project.
Right, but my problem with trim is this. So I've tried for years. I'm cutting my trim when I come to corners, inside corners, outside corners, regardless of what it is. When I have to put the 45 in the joint where a corner comes together, I can never get the corners to match. I always wind up with a V, either at the top or the bottom, no matter how I try to cut this. I've tried it with miter boxes. I bought me the compound miter saws.
All right, Kevin, have you ever learned how to do a coped joint?
A coped joint? No, I recently purchased a book that explained to get a coping saw.
Right. It starts with a coping saw. That's right. And the coped joint, and now we're talking about the inside corner here. That is the secret.
Right, you can't do this one on the outside.
This doesn't work on the outside, but it works on the inside. And let me give you the radio explanation, because you can't see what I'm talking about, I will explain to you how it works. You take one side of the baseboard and you don't do anything to it, but just nail it to the wall. So that's easy. The only thing you have to be careful when you put baseboard molding in is that underneath the drywall, where the drywall stops, there's usually a little bit of a gap. Just make sure the baseboard ends up fairly flat. It doesn't tilt in. If it tilts one way or the other, that's one way to have a gap. Now, the side that's going to go against that, you basically cut that in a 45-degree angle, and then you follow the cut line, and you cut all the material away that makes up that 45. You sort of cut it back the other way, so you end up with a thin edge, and that's what we mean when we say a coped joint. And then when you press that against the piece that's solid, it comes in nice and tight, and it never shows a gap, and that's the way you install molding.
Okay, so one corner would remain flat without a 45. Shouldn't cut a 45 on both pieces.
And the other one has a normal 45, except that you're going to take that coping saw and cut everything away that makes up that 45-degree angle, except for the very fine line between it and the surface. And once you cut that away, follow the curve of whatever molding you have at the top. If it has an OG design, whatever it has, when you press that up against the other piece, it's going to be nice and tight. And here's one more trick of the trade. If you have a piece that's, say, like 10 feet long, you want to make it like 10 feet and a half inch. Well, you want to make it a little bit long so that when you put the molding in, it ends up sort of bowing out in the middle a little bit. And as you press it against the wall, it expands. It makes that joint even tighter, and it'll never, ever come out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Difficult to explain a coping joint over the radio, but I think we did a pretty good job.
And you know what? Molding can be difficult, but once you've got the patience to sort of tackle this project, it really does do an amazing amount of benefit to the room. So take the time, do it right, and buy a less expensive baseboard. So if you make a mistake, you can have plenty of lumber to work off.
You know what one of the greatest tricks of the trade is that I ever heard about the coping saw?
Yeah, let me hear.
Take the blade out and turn it the other way. So normally when you buy a coping saw, it comes so the blade will cut on the pull stroke. Take it out and flip it around so it cuts on the push stroke, just like a handsaw. You have a lot more control when you're trying to do trimming.
Interesting. You know what? In snooping around the web, there's nwrenovation.com, and they have visual pictures of each step of coping. So if you got lost, you can look it up.
There you go, Earl. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.